USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving, the death toll in the Camp Fire has risen to 83, with two more bodies found yesterday. A CAL FIRE spokesman says when it comes to structures destroyed,
total structures destroyed, 18,431.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade stepping off in New York City on what's one of the coldest days in its history. This parade goer says to Fox News,
I have three pairs of pants on, thermal shirt, sweater, and two jackets.
This Thanksgiving 2018 also marks 55 years since one of America's greatest tragedies.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
News legend Walter Cronkite announcing the assassination of JFK in Dallas. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Annually watched on TV on Thanksgiving Day by as many or more people than watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is the National Dog Show. This year it's the 17th annual edition, airing again on NBC. Host John O'Hurley says it's really good for the dogs that you love so much.
In order to keep these breeds alive, intact, for their to celebrate the right form and function, we have the AKC and we have the shows to show them off.
By the way, the show was actually recorded earlier this month in Philadelphia. It just airs today. The stage set for the NFL's annual Thanksgiving triple header, with all three games featuring some big divisional matchups. The NFC North leading Bears visiting the Lions in Detroit. NFC East leading Redskins playing the Cowboys at Dallas. The NFC South leading Saints seeking a 10th straight win, hosting the Falcons in the nightcap. Remember, we never take a holiday, either on the air or online. Find us at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
More now on Northern California's huge campfire, which, as we told you, has killed 83 people. Gene White, among the lucky ones, making it out alive, and spoke to USA Radio's Wendy King about the rescue of her mother.
Praise the Lord. My mama up in Magalia, she's 89. She couldn't, the power went out, so she couldn't get her car out of the garage. So she left everything and walked out with trees blazing. And she was found on Preston, covered head to foot in black soot by an angel, this man in a truck. I have no idea who he is, but he picked her up just as she was saying, God, you can take me now, because she thought that was the end. And he picked her up and put her in his truck and brought her down the hill. You know, and in your head, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and it is darker than night. And your head is trying to figure out how come there's no light. How come there's no light?
Again, that is a campfire evacuee, Gene White, speaking to USA Radio's Wendy King. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.